أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. واعلموا أنما غنمتم من شيء فأن لله خمسه وللرسول ولذي القربى واليتامى والمساكين وابن السبيل إن كنتم آمنتم بالله وما أنزلنا على عبدنا يوم الفرقان يوم التقى الجمعان والله على كل شيء قدير صدق الله العظيم. We discuss ayah number 41 of Surah Al-Anfal. At the very beginning of the Surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had begun the Surah, يَسْأَلُونَكَ أَنِ الْأَنْفَالِ قُلِ الْأَنْفَالُ لِلَّهِ وَالرَّسُولِ. We discussed that the first major battle that had taken place between Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the Quraysh of Makkah was that of the Battle of Badr. In the previous ummats, the previous Anbiya alayhim salatu was salam would go out to battle. Whatever was gained as spoils of war was not halal, neither for the Nabi of Allah of that time, nor for the ummat of that time. A light, a fire would come down from the skies when these ghanimat, these spoils will be placed at a particular place. And if that battle was accepted, then this fire would devour whatever had been accumulated insofar as the spoils of war was concerned. One great ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala on this ummah, one unique feature, speciality of our Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, was that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had made the booty, the spoils of war, permissible. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had made it permissible, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had also showed the way how it would be distributed. Now, on the other hand, we should also remember that our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his close family members, the Ahlul Bayt, for them it was not permissible to take anything as sadaqah, anything as zakat. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opens this way where they would gain the income, where they would gain the expenditure, and hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spells this out in this verse. There is a lot of technical details insofar as the distribution of the wealth of booty is concerned, but whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has described here, we will go through it so that we get this understanding of this beautiful deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala opened the way for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Ahl Bayt and the other categories. Hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَعَلَمُوا أَنَّمَا غَنِمْتُمْ مِنْ شَيْءٍ. Know very well that certainly whatever you had accumulated as the spoils of war, as the booty from war, ghanimat will refer to that wealth that was accumulated after fighting had taken place, then the enemy had been overpowered or they fled. Now, when the enemy came to oppose Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, or after Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the army of the Muslims, in other words, they were rebelling against Allah. One was the kufr. Now they oppose Allah and the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so to say, confiscates this wealth. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala now makes it permissible in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for him, and thereafter for the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Allah ta'ala says, فَأَنَّ لِلَّهِ خُمُسَا. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is one-fifth. Now Allah ta'ala is not in need of this wealth, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to show this very important point, is that Allah Rabbul Izzat is the owner of everything. وَلِلَّهِ خَزَائِنُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala terminated the ownership of the kuffar in that wealth that they had left behind, or when they were overpowered, that wealth that came into the hands of the Muslim. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala terminates that wealth, and now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hands this wealth over. Here Allah ta'ala speaks about khumus. Allah ta'ala speaks about one-fifth. What about the four-fifth? The four-fifth of that wealth will be distributed amongst those that had participated in that particular expedition, in that particular war, the Mujahideen. They will get the balance of the four-fifths. But this one-fifth that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about, Allah ta'ala says it is for Allah. In other words, the authority of its distribution is now in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Thereafter Allah says, walir rasul. And then from there, the one-fifth will be divided and granted to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam at his prerogative. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, walidil qurba, and to the close family members of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The question would then be asked, what happened after Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam's demise, after Nabi Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam left this world? We look into the lives of the Khulafa'i Rashideen and we find a hadith that Sayyidina Abu Bakr and Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and then subsequently the Khulafa thereafter. But particularly in the time of Sayyidina Abu Bakr and Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, they would take out the wealth for the family of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and they would hand it over to Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And then Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu was made the custodian of this wealth, and Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu would then divide this wealth in the family of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, those who were needy amongst them. And again, we can see there was no conflict between Sayyidina Abu Bakr, Sayyidina Umar, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu and the other sahaba. Thereafter Allah ta'ala says, wal yatama, and then this wealth will also be distributed to the yatim, to the orphans, wal masakin, and the impoverished, those who are in needy, the poor, wabani sabil, and also to the wayfarer, that is the travelers who do not have the means. So from this one-fifth, all of that, for Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in his Mubarak time, after Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, nobody else would take that portion, but then it will be divided amongst the family, the masayatama, the masakin, and the wayfarer. Allah ta'ala says these rules that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had placed here, Allah says, in kuntum amantum billah, that if you believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah Rabbul Izzat is that Zat, Allah Ta'ala is that being, that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had made certain things haram upon certain people, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had opened other doors, like Allah Ta'ala had made sadaqat, charities, zakat, etc., haram upon Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam and the close family members of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opened this door. وَمَا أَنزَلْنَا عَلَىٰ عَبْدِنَا يَوْمَ الْفُرْقَانِ يَوْمَ الْتَقْرِ. And if you believe in what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had revealed upon his abd, upon our slave, our servant, Sayyidina Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, on Yawmul Furqan, on the day of the criteria, the day of the decision, that is the day of Badr, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, all the odds were against Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the Sahaba, the small numbers being ill-equipped. Even the other clans of the Quraysh had thought that this was a walkover for the Quraysh, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it a day of decision, a day of criteria, differentiation between Haqq and Batil, that Haqq had prevailed on that particular day, Yawm al-Taqa al-Jama'an, on the day when the two armies encountered, met each other. Wallahu ala kulli shay'in qadir, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has power over all things, and possibly and probably we need to also take cognizance of this fact that all wealth belongs only to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whatever Allah ta'ala has given us, we are custodians of that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep us all ul afiyat, but Allah ta'ala can remove and take that wealth out of our position in whichever way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so desires. That is the prerogative of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala give us التوفيق. سبحان الله وبحمده سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك.